You're fired!
Yeah, dude, I heard you the first time. Christ on a skateboard, what am I gonna do now? Fired from another fucking job? 5 jobs in 2 years? Shit! My 5th grade teacher did tell Mom she thought I was mildly retarded. Maybe she was right. Now I gotta do another goddamn resume? The last one was so packed with bullshit, the edges were brown. How am I gonna paint over this new shit stain? Let's see, what would that Tony Robbins guy say? What, leverage your strengths? Right. My only strength is beating my bishop on company time. Why the fuck did I put that turbo jack session with a cam girl on the company credit card? What the fuck is wrong with me? Maybe I am a retard, and not a mild one either. Hey, fuck off, douchebag! Can't you see I'm in crisis mode? Hey, what's that billboard say? www.easyjobs.com? Huh? The state of California is hiring? Holy shit! My moron brother-in-law works for the Department of Water and Power. He knocks down 175 grand a year. He doesn't have the brains to blow hot soup. 5 years ago, he took a test of fucking Chihuahua cadacin. Look at him now. Cadillac pennies, can't be fired, full pension after 20 years. What the fuck have I been thinking? Screw the private sector, I'm going into government. Hell, maybe I'll run for office. How hard can that shit be? I heard that every member of Congress is a multimillionaire. I may be a semi-retard, but I'm gonna be a rich semi-retard.
The safari park.
You're killing me, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hands off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Politicians, is there any occupation more rife with pricks, morons, liars, and outright criminals? No, there is not. And that little interlude you heard before the show theme is exactly how most politicians become politicians. They have no talent, no skills, and after failure in the private sector, they get into the world's largest corporation. One that rewards stupidity and avarice and mediocrity with salaries and benefits that now exceed comparable jobs in the private sector. Maybe those morons aren't all that stupid. California's 15-watt bulb governor, Gavin Newsom, a guy with a resume that is a joke, he's now telling people eating outdoors to keep their masks on between bites. Yes, that's a fact. He's that much of a power-crazed, oozing bag of donkey puke. This, after nearly 9 months of California lockdowns. And what repulsive word that is. Lockdown. I'll circle back to that and some other words as we roll along here. I've recently been to a few barbecues and dinner parties, and it's an out-of-body experience. People are just fed up with this lockdown. When I go, I feel like Walter White heading for a sit-down with Tuco or Gus Fring. People park their cars far from the residence and nonchalantly approach the house at staggered intervals so as not to alert the neighborhood snitches. This is at the request of the party givers. Holy shit! Is this really America? Have we come to this? I did a show, Planet Snitch, in August of 2018. It was episode number 38. You can find it at thatlarryshow.com. Self-righteous virtue-signaling snitches are the backbone of oppressive governments. In East Germany, back in the 1950s and 60s, 1 in 6 of every citizen was on the government payroll as a snitch. 1 in 6. Think about that. We hardly need that now. We snitch on ourselves with every social media post or Google search. However, I never use Google. I use DuckDuckGo, and so should you, but that's how it is. Now this pandemic has created a monstrous new opportunity for snitches. Snitches ratting out neighbors for not wearing masks or having barbecues or parties. Little did I know when I did that episode 2 years ago that it would be so amazingly prophetic. So when I have attended these barbecues and dinner parties, which are in violation of lockdown, people sometimes ask me what my podcast is about, and usually I answer it's about 25 minutes an episode. And then they either laugh or not. And if they don't laugh, then I know what's coming next. The I'm going to cross-examine you so I can pigeonhole your show battery of questions. Meanwhile, if they listen to 30 seconds, they'd know whether they love it or hate it. The first question is always, is it sports? I must give off some kind of fan vibe, and I don't get it because, really, I'd rather swallow a live grenade than be seen in any branded apparel from any professional sports franchise. Team sports never interested me, and these days, with all the steroid-soaked multimillionaire players making political statements, is there anything less interesting than the opinions of those chooches? The only big-time sport I will pay to see and enjoy is boxing. It's the original sport. All the rest of them are Montessori versions of boxing, huh? NBA and NFL and NHL and all the others say, I'm going to kick your ass. But only in boxing does that actually happen. Yeah, I know all about MMA, but most matches wind up looking like gay sex. So instead of kicking ass, they kick or throw or whack a ball or a puck, and then they invent 9,000 rules with referees and whistles and penalty boxes and stop, start. Watching a football game is like watching a mass seizure. The next podcast question I get is, so who's your co-host? And when I tell them I do it solo, that always throws them. Next comes, what kind of guest do you have? And when I answer, I've only had 2 guests in 3 years, that really confounds them. By now, they're usually sort of irked and will hur-hur and harump because some people demand formatting and familiarity in every aspect of their lives. Everything must fit into some pre-existing mold or pattern, and if it doesn't, they can't deal with it. So after they ask me who my guests are, that's when I ask them, have you ever been to a restaurant and ordered a food you've never eaten before? And that's when the rapid eye blinks begin, and I swear to God, I think I can hear the fritzing of a short circuit. It's estimated there are now 1.5 million podcasts out there, and pretty much all of them fit into a few narrow categories. Number one format is the Howard Stern clone, which, in point of fact, Stern did not originate. Guys that even predated Johnny Carson came up with that format, huh? Eponymous motor mouth, jokester, host, plus sidekick straight man, plus guest. And if there was enough budget, there was a band or orchestra. And so about 1 million guys sit around at the bar or their basement, and after a few belts, they think they're pretty funny and witty and are convinced the rest of the world will agree. And microphones and interfaces and preamps and boom arms and software are purchased, and away they go. And usually, those shows sound like Beavis and Butthead, without the jokes. What most of them are actually about is, how many times can we say fuck and then belch? Then there's the Wikipedia reader shows. That covers hundreds of thousands of podcasts. They'll pick a topic, whether true crime or a bio of someone they find interesting, and essentially, they read to you. from Wikipedia. Then there's the current events rage fests, also usually an ensemble effort. And it's about sports or politics or entertainment, and that standard format is pick a subject, trash that subject, rant, scream fuck, belch, repeat. Once in a few hundred thousand, some of those ensemble rants manage to be funny or entertaining or insightful. But back to lockdown. That term was coined to describe a situation in prisons. I'm happy to say I've never done time, but I've known a few guys who have, as well as some guards and one warden. And outside of federal supermax hellholes that are actually torture centers, where they keep cons in a tiny cell 23 hours a day every day, in other prisons not designed as torture centers, cons spend a lot of time wandering around the place, socializing. It helps keep them from going nuts. But sometimes they do. And when a riot starts, the guards slam every door in the place in an attempt to isolate the violence. Kind of like slamming hatches shut on a leaky submarine. And they keep the doors shut until things cool off. That's lockdown. Somehow, in the last couple of decades, the word lockdown, the practice of lockdown, has been expanded exponentially. First, it was schools. A couple of assholes rob a liquor store, flee in a vehicle, and cops lock down a school miles away. That makes no sense. None. And who the fuck is anybody wearing any uniform or badge to deny a parent access to their kids? Oh, so they use that other repulsive commie phrase,
for your safety,
has enabled our government to lock down most of this nation for most of a fucking year. Destroyed millions of people's financial future, even destroyed thousands of people. As many as 11,000 were killed when nipple rings Cuomo sent China virus patients into nursing homes
for their safety.
He denies this, but it's a stone fact. By the way, I recall a time when my kid was briefly stuck in a school lockdown. Hordes of cops in body armor swarming the place, and the armed felons had knocked over a bank 5 miles away. 5 miles! And I wanted my kid. There was no reason I should not have had my kid, other than officialdom wanted to be in control. And a lot of those parents actually were getting off on the entire twisted kabuki theater. They were clearly excited by the insanity of lockdown. Now there are millions out there in this country who were turned on by lockdown. Why? Maybe it adds drama to their pointless and drab lives, a smidgen of vicarious asexual kink. Here we are, mere days from the most hotly contested vitriolic election in American history, and riots are still breaking out. Although the Associated Press, a poor excuse for a news organization, just issued an amendment to their style book. Style books for newspapers and magazines used to be about grammar and punctuation. Now they are propaganda guides. The Associated Press has declared that henceforth riots must not be called riots. They shall be called unrest. The AP tweet said, the term riot suggests uncontrolled chaos and pandemonium, focusing on rioting and property destruction rather than underlying grievance, has been used in the past to stigmatize broad swaths of people, unquote. So according to the Associated Press style book, in November 1938, when hordes of Nazi rioters destroyed thousands of Jewish homes and schools and businesses and temples, that activity should have been called unrest. And the world should have focused on the underlying grievances of those aggrieved Nazis. When I say poor Associated Press, I do mean poor. They've got 3,200 employees, and last year's profits were a whopping $1.5 million. That's not a business. That's a joke. Those AP journos better learn to code or lay bricks or something, because they'll be out of work pretty soon. And that's a good thing. For several years now, I've been threatening to do a show called, I don't know, something like The Commie Glossary of Lies. And really, you've got to hand it to them. Commies are the masters at this. They know how to distort the vocabulary for their purposes. And the more illiterate the world becomes, the easier it is for them to take power. All this time, I should have been taking copious notes, adding words to my list. By now, I'd have more than enough for an episode or three. But, same as everyone, I get distracted. But near the top right now is the word progressive. Oh, they love calling themselves progressives. And why not? Progress is good, isn't it? We all want to move forward, not backwards. But they really don't want to move forward. They want to move backwards to the hellish days of Soviet Russia and East Germany, when people were less free than they have ever been anywhere in the world. Even in these times of mass ignorance, where history is being deformed and erased by educators and the media, still the word communist has some negative connotations and baggage. Baggage like death and murder and suffering and unlawful imprisonment and poverty on an astronomical scale in the past or right now in Venezuela. By the way, educators is another word I should get into. So the word progressive is merely a rebranding. And some people are kind of stupid and or lazy and have short memories. Time Warner Cable was one of the most hated cable outfits in the nation. Customers were fleeing to other companies in droves. So, they simply changed their name to Spectrum. And presto, lazy, ignorant customers went right back to the same shit company and shit service. Sadly, rebranding works. There are so many, many more commie phrases of deception. I'd like to enlist your help in compiling a collection so I can finally do that episode. So please, send me your favorite commie smokescreen words and phrases. Send them to thatlarryshow@gmail.com or throw them at me on Twitter or Facebook. Just plug That Larry Show into the search bar. You'll find us. Now, about that word educator, that's kind of new. Used to be, there were teachers and principals, and in higher education, professors and deans. There are a number of teachers who listen to this show, and plenty of cops, too. And of course, they know that there are assholes in their businesses, same as in any business, so they won't be offended. I don't know if any politicians listen, and if there are, fuck them. So maybe some of those teachers got jealous of those professors, huh? Three syllables sounds so much more impressive than two. So one day they must have just said, hey, screw those guys, we're going to call ourselves educators. And suddenly they had four syllables to professors three. But this China virus is rocking their world like nothing ever has. All those educators are shitting bricks and circling the wagons. They're okay with the Zoom classes that keep their paychecks and bennies flowing, but they're not all that keen on the tremendous spike in homeschooling. So, they're using the muscle of their unions to put a stop to that in school districts around the country. Nothing like educators stifling education. But what I really wanted to do today was take a break from all this Sturm und Drang and kick back with some purely fun stuff like news of the weird. Don't you love those stories? You know, man chained to a toilet for 30 years, forgets how to speak, lived on toilet paper and deodorizing discs, stuff like that. Almost this entire episode has been a detour. I wanted to dig into a story I saw about a stabbing in Florida. It was triggered by an argument between two cousins over which was the superior beverage. No, not scotch versus bourbon. The fight was over whole milk or almond milk. God, I wish there had been audio and video of that confrontation. Find out what was the context. Were they pouring it over cornflakes? When one cousin slashed the other's guts, did almond or whole milk leak out? And was it pink from the blood, like strawberry milk? Most important, was the controversy settled? Did the stabbee say, "Okay, cuz, you're right. Now I like your milk preference. Just don't cut me anymore." Or as they loaded him into the ambulance, did he swear to butcher a cow and suffocate his cousin with its milk-bloated udders as he slept? Too many questions, never enough answers. The story wasn't covered by the AP, but if they had, how would they have politically corrected it? You know, stabbing is kind of a harsh, violent word. An argument is even a little rough. Maybe they'd say something like, a man received an abdominal puncture when his cousin and he disagreed about the merits of genuine versus substitute dairy products. Wouldn't want to stigmatize anybody. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by the show page at thatlarryshow.com for more content and commentary. While you're there, surf around a while. See what other episodes strike your fancy. If you like what you just heard and want to help me keep the lights on, click that Patreon button. That enables you to not only help me fight commies, it gets you membership in the Take No Shit Dojo, with access to dozens of bonus episodes, signed books, custom recordings, and our deep bench of seasoned senseis who can help you wrestle any problem to the mat and punch its lights out. Follow the show on Twitter and Facebook. Just plug That Larry Show in the search bar. We have a lot of fun there between shows. I'll see you next Wednesday. And until that time, take no shit.